Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the East Eddy Ranch, other known as UFO and Paranormal Central. We have quite an amazing show because we had some quite amazing events happen here just recently, and I want to bring in some of the people that had this experience right here at the ranch. We've had just phenomenal UFO activity. And I'm going to see if I can transfer it out to the field in a few minutes and talk to some of the people that have been here just to talk about their experiences and what they've seen here. I wanted to talk a little bit about the planet. We've got some, you know, major events going on in Chile. They've got a pretty big eruption going on right there, and they've had to evacuate a lot of small towns in the area. Oregon is pretty much shaking like crazy right now, just multiple quakes, and they're actually sending a ship out to find out if there is an undersea volcano going off out off the coast of Oregon, which we all know there is because we've been talking about it here on the air for I don't know how many months now, but you know, it's funny how they're going out to check it out to see what they already know is going on. But that's a whole other story. Northern California had a 5.4 quake in Willow Creek area and shook people up pretty good there. The tornadoes are just off the scale right now. And, you know, just with several hundred people being injured, I don't know how many people are killed in these things. But, you know, I'm looking at the, every time I turn on the news or something on the Internet, actually we don't watch TV here, thank God, but it just keeps popping up, you know, that over and over again, another tornado, hundreds of people injured, you know, so many killed. And our weather is just going insane right now. I can actually hear people out in the field, and they're all hooting and hollering out there, so they might have seen something already. It's not even dark yet. We usually get a lot of activity, you know, later on in the evening, but obviously something might be going on out there right now. But we'll get out to the field real soon. I want to talk a little bit about the WESAC Festival coming up on the 16th, and if you can go to the website or go to my site here at BBS, all the information is there if you want to attend the WESAC Festival. They've got some great speakers, and Friday, actually the day before, I guess it begins Friday in the evening, but the morning before that, we're going to do a nice meditation up on the mountain in a very sacred spot, a very kind of a secret, sacred spot. We're being guided out there, and I've heard about this place over and over again, and this is about the fourth time I've heard about it and didn't have the time to follow through and go check it out and spend some time there, but this time I'm definitely going to do it. And we're going to have a nice guided meditation, and a beautiful woman named Michelle is going to lead us on a journey there, and I'll give you her website if you want to check that out. It's www.acircleofradiantlove.com, and I'll have that up on the site, too, real soon, so you can click on that if you wanted to check out, you know, the Friday meditation before the opening events. The there's also, too, I want to give thanks to Dieter Braun, who his music is the intro. It's Indian in the Machine, and I believe it's, I think it's spiritofmusic.com. I'll look into that, and I'm going to put that on the site, because everybody keeps asking me where this awesome bumper music is coming from. And we really need to give him credit because it's just amazing. It sends chills every time I hear it. It people hear it, and it kind of opens them up and opens you up to those good old Native American roots that we all seem to have. I think there's a Native American in everybody, despite how much they want to deny it. But even goes back to Lemuria. So we all have some ancient, very tribal movements going on within our, you know, within our souls, and we just need to tap into that. That's about it on the news. There's so many other things going on. We're getting UFO reports just all around the country right now, and we had Michael Sala on last week, and he talked about the exopolitics movement and what's going on there with the United Nations looking at this, and doors starting to open, and so it's getting top billing right now, and you know, Larry King live specials, all of these things are hitting the airwaves. They're still focused in the past, unfortunately. They're still looking at do these things exist, are they real, is there evidence, and you know, they're still talking about events that happened, you know, all the way back to Roswell, even before that. And I think it's time that we start asking those questions, okay, what's happening now and who's on those ships and why are they here, which is why As You Wish Talk Radio came into being, actually, to give out, you know, take people beyond, you know, their necks crank back into the past and catch us up to the now and give a little preview into the future on some of the things that are going to be going on in the future concerning our the greater brotherhood or sisterhood or greater family of man, whatever you want to call it, that's coming in right now to help us. I want to talk a little bit about an experience I had, which was very dear to me, and I don't talk about it very much, but I was having dinner with Wallace Black Elk a long time ago before he passed, right before he passed, and we were having dinner, and he was talking to me, and all of a sudden he just kind of went into an altered state, and he just started telling me all the prophecies, and after he told me, he just like nodded down and was gone, you know, was asleep sitting there at the dinner table. And I think it was just he and I sitting there, and I just wanted to buy him dinner. I felt, you know, deep respect for his work and holding the energy and everything he was doing. And it was quite interesting. It was almost like a channeled experience, but it really meant a lot to me. But he told me the prophecies about what's going on, and we all know it. It's in the Bible. It's everywhere. But they talk about this beast that's 2,000 miles wide or long, and the 2,000 miles represents the reign of this beast. And they said that this beast is all-consuming. It just wants to consume and control everything and destroy nature. It's just totally unconscious of its environment, of people's rights or free will or anything. And it's going to reach its apex, which we're starting to experience right now. And they said basically what happens is just when you give up all hope and you think it's over with and you think the whole environment's going to collapse and there's no hope left, the beast actually consumes itself and it's done with. And so it is a self-consuming program that's being run right now. So basically hang in there because there's a lot of hope, because once the beast consumes itself, then we move into the 1,000 years of peace. But between now and then, there's a lot of earth changes and a lot of cleanup and a lot of things going on. And we need to start paying attention to the earth and what's happening around us and know that there are going to be social, economic, and earth changes. These are all going to escalate all the way up to 2012. And you're going to see a lot of UFO activity because they're helping us. They're assisting us to get through these changes. And after 2012 is the 1,000 years of peace, when everything's going to open up and we're going to open up and join the rest of the universe in peace and the greater family of man, our galactic federation, when, you know, everybody has a name for them, the consortiums, all of them are going to be joining us and working with people on the level that they can work with them. So it's going to be an amazing time. It's worth hanging around for. It's worth doing what's necessary to get you through these times, and I would by all means do it. And don't give up hope, because it's not that far, really. You really think about it. We've only got maybe 3 or 4 years left before we go through this huge shift. And so it's really worth doing what's necessary to stick around and hang around for, because the end result is going to be awesome. And but anyway, they talk a lot about the rainbow tribes, and they talk a lot about the splitting, you know, of two worlds. In a lot of the Native American traditions, and they said there's one world that's very technological and very selfish and very separate in their belief systems, and that system is actually going to crash. The timeline on that stops, and it just ends. And the people that are moved back into cooperation and start living in harmony with each other and the planet and work together and focus on the universal principles that are necessary for a healthy society and environment are going to continue. And they're going to move out of some of the old programs and start a new program, which is living, you know, a completely different lifestyle than the old social consciousness. So anyway, we all have a choice as to how we play out this drama. We all chose this program when we incarnated, and we can be a blessing to life and do something great, or we can just hang in there and, or be a victim and check out and go with the old program. You know, it's up to us. And the nice thing about it is you're unconditionally loved no matter what you choose. You just get to start over in diapers, which I'd rather not do. You know, because it took me a lot to get to where I'm at right now, and I don't want to lose it all or have to have, you know, tough access to it, which is really trying to remember all of our past lives and all the wisdom we've gained in those past lives is not easy to get back into a state of consciousness where you can access all that. So anyway, we've got some exciting times ahead, and we're having some incredible things happen here at the ranch, and I want to bring on some of the people. I don't know who's going to be coming on. We can hopefully go ahead and ring that other number and catch the Sky Watchers out in the field. And they'll pass the phone around, and people can talk about what they've experienced here in the past couple days. And it should get real interesting. So anyway, Don, if you can ring that number, it'd be awesome. And we can get these guys on the line and talk about some of the amazing sights we've had. I think it's very important that we have you know, other people talk about these experiences that have been here and had these experiences, because, you know, it's just me saying it is one person. And when you have all these other people coming up here, we've had several thousand people, and they've taken their own photos and their own videos and had their own experiences, and it really gives credence, you know, to what's going on. But hopefully, I believe the phone is ringing right now out to the Skywatch Arena. It's got a beautiful view of Mount Adams, just awesome. Has a long history of UFO activity in the area.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, James. This
Who's
is
online?
Lisa calling.
I'm sorry, what was that? Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm good. We're sitting outside.
Is this JC?
Yes, this is JC calling.
All right. Yeah, everybody has to give their name because nobody knows who you are on the air.
I don't think you could hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you fine. And so JC is one of our visitors here. And JC, could you give us an account of just some of the things you've experienced here, as well as that massive power up that you saw
last night? Yeah. Well, Wednesday night when we got in, we walked outside as soon as the stars were coming out, walked out the back of the guest house, and the sky was just loaded. I think Wednesday night we had about 40 sightings. That would be my guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just sitting out for hours and watching, you know, the sky lit up, traveling in different directions. At some point, you could even see them passing each other. But last night was the most amazing. Walked to the back of the guest house and had a sighting with it was a little dim, and as I was looking at it, it just looked like it lit up really bright light, dimmed down again, lit up again, traveled a little bit further, and then went totally out. Some of the other guys sitting around the fire saw the same. That was probably the best one out of the four-night visit.
Now, I heard this was really low, and it was enormous when it powered up. I mean, it was something you just couldn't miss.
Absolutely.
Now how did
it was really exciting.
Yeah, I was saying, how did you feel when you saw this? Was there a feeling that came with that power-up and that energy?
Well, it almost takes your breath away. Yeah, you absolutely. I know I myself have just been full of energy the whole time I'm here. I haven't had a full night's sleep. I've just, it's exciting, whether it's the adrenaline or the energy of being here. It's absolutely a unique experience. I'm not even sure how to put it into words.
I know most people come here, don't sleep, and then they say they're not tired, and they don't know why, and it's the energy of the land kind of supports them. And some people just come here and pass out because they have to adjust to the energy.
And that's funny you say that, because my brother has been sleeping great. He said he hasn't even moved during the night, and I responded opposite. I've been wide awake and actually kind of running around. Literally running.
Yeah, they're probably working with him a lot on the other levels. You know, that's why he's sleeping deep and having all kinds of healing experiences at night. Is there anything else you want to add to the your experiences here?
Nothing I can think of at the moment. It just was absolutely worth our travel here all the way from Pennsylvania. Was definitely not disappointing at all.
Great.
I'll pass the phone to my brother Jody.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. I understand you've had a few experiences out in the field.
Yes, we've had some lovely experiences. We got here Wednesday, and we were all just kind of hanging out talking, and we decided to go out and see if we could see anything, and as soon as we walked out the door, Rip looked up and goes, "Oh, there's one," and shined the laser up, and as soon as the laser hit it, it did its dazzle duty, and it just glowed huge for a second, and then went back down and just kept trucking, and that was really... Right off the bat, first thing, and then we went outside, and it's like my sister said, we must have saw 40 more, all different directions, doing all kinds of different things. And then the subsequent evening was just as good. I mean, we saw 20, 30, and we've seen airplanes, we've seen meteors, we've seen what we suspected were some satellites, and there's no comparison. They're so different. The one night, in fact, there was a meteor shower, and... It's kind of like we got everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening, we have even seen them spraying all their chemtrails. And one of the other visitors here wanted to know what the difference was between a chemtrail and a contrail. And, you know, 2 seconds later, a jet flew over and was throwing a contrail. And it just made it crystal clear. It's like he asked and was presented with that information so he could see it. Fabulous.
Yeah, it's amazing. All of us weren't feeling too good, it seems like. They did some really heavy chemtrail spraying here and gave me a splitting headache, and, you know, my sinuses went nuts and everything, and I was down for a day, basically. It's just getting really old. I wish they'd knock this stuff off and people would rise up and just say, look, enough's enough, because it is getting a little out of hand. Now, these ships that you saw, what would you say to somebody that says, oh, that's just a satellite, or that's just an iridium flare flashing you, or whatever?
That's a good question. When I go back home, I guess I'm going to have to think about how I'm going to tell people about my experience out here.
yeah.
And I'll probably even have to be selective about who I tell and what I tell.
Mm-hmm.
My children are excited, and they want to come out, and I want to bring them back out here because I want them to be a part of this and feel this energy here. But they asked me, too, and it's not like the hubcap or the inverted cake pan comes flying over the field, lands, and, you know, out walks E.T. and greets all of you. They're high up in the sky, different altitudes, all over, I mean, from one horizon to the other. They look like stars. They look like lights that are coming and going. But they're also all vary a little bit. It seems like they're doing their thing, and we're looking up, and we make a connection, whether it's through the consciousness of the group or even with the laser, and they respond. And we've seen them wobble back and forth. We've seen them change direction. We've seen them, their lights change. We've seen them go out. We've seen them, I've never seen a satellite do an iridium flare. But when you shine a laser at something, and it illuminates up the way that one did, that's just too much to be coincidence. You just have to come out here and experience it. I mean,
yeah, we have them come right on cue. They'll give us a telepathic message when they're coming, and several times we've had the cameras rolling, and they tell us right where they're going to appear, and sure enough, they show up, and we've got them on cue with pre-knowledge. So I don't see how people can refute that when it's done redundantly and when they constantly respond to the laser over and over when they're coming over. Anybody in their right mind would have to say, hey, there's something going on here. But there are those that aren't in their right mind out there.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're going to have people no matter what you do, even if you show them, they're going to still disregard it or come up with an explanation or an excuse. And
mm-hmm.
those are just the people that just aren't ready for it or don't have an open mind enough to really rationally think about what they're seeing. And if they're not ready for it, that's their fault, their place and their position, and that's okay too.
Yeah, it's as you wish, basically, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to remain closed and not believe it, then, you know, the universe just says, as you wish. And they can remain there for the next 10,000 years if they want. It's their problem, not ours. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know, but, you know, I want to thank both Jody and his sister JC came out here, and they worked their butts off helping us out. And I have to give you definite kudos on the air because... It's so nice to have somebody come out here and just really give like both of you have given and to help get this place cleaned up and back on track again, especially after the winter we went through.
I must thank you for shoveling all the different types of poop I've shoveled today. It was quite an experience.
Yeah, I think we had horse manure and chicken. We had all three.
Steer manure and chicken manure and... No, it was absolutely a wonderful experience to be here and to give back to you for everything that you've given everybody else and everything that you've done. And you're one of the people that on my journeys and educating myself, I resonated with and really believed and felt that what you were saying was on the right track. And my sister and I wanted to come out here and give you kind of a thank you and help you out for everything that you've been doing for everybody else. And here we are, and not one second of it has been a disappointment.
Yeah, well, I can't thank you enough because there's times when I'm so overburdened here, I'm never going to give up, but sometimes my body just says I can't go anymore. And then people like you show up and picks my energy right back up again, and I go, well, there's hope, you know. There's hope for humanity.
Glad we could give.
Yeah.
Do we have to sing happy birthday to somebody soon?
I think so, yeah.
All right, I'm going to give the phone to her. Here she is. Thank you, Jamie.
All right.
Hi, this is Allie.
Hey, Allie, we have a surprise for you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Allie. Happy birthday to you.
Crack, Did you catch all that?
Yeah, we caught it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I can say this is a first for me.
Well, that's the least we can do for all your dedicated work.
Oh, thank you. It's been so much fun coming here, and I think that my husband and I have been to your ranch, I think at least 25 times in the last 2 years. We've been here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every single time we come, we have a different experience, and it's all been very positive. And if you don't mind, could I talk about the pictures that I'm getting?
No, exactly. I want you to talk about that. That was my next question.
Oh, perfect. So I am really, for anybody coming to the ranch, you know, we all come down and we all go to the Sky Watch, but there's this whole other piece, for me at least, that involves the daylight photos of taking pictures. And I found out by accident one day I was taking pictures of the mountain in the daylight, and I caught a craft in one of the photos, and I had a really primitive digital camera, and so I went out and got a really nice one of 7.1 megapixel, and I started going out and standing and facing the mountain, and I would take 100 pictures at a time. And I started getting very large craft photos in probably 4 to 5% of the pictures I was taking. And those are the ones I've shown you, and you have a couple on your website.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I started taking a lot more of these photos, and I got different types of crafts, some really large ones, some really close ones, and they were all moving at great speeds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were shiny, some of them had calves, and then I had, I was out in the field with Brooks Agnew, and we triangulated and took some pictures also, which I believe one is on your website. And then I went back to my house and decided to see in Bothell if I could get craft photos in my at my house, and I found out that I could. They were different types of UFO craft, But I encourage any and everyone who comes down here just to go out with their camera and take 100 pictures, bring your laptop, download your photos, enlarge them, and look and see what comes out, because it's really fascinating. And it's, I can't explain it, and there's something out there. I don't see them with my naked eye. I can only see them after I download the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's been a really rewarding experience.
Now, and you've come here with a very discerning mind to check this out, and a lot of other people have come from a certain aerospace engineering firm that we won't mention on the air.
Right, right.
So we won't get anybody
aerospace in, background.
So we won't get anybody in trouble, but I mean, there's a major aerospace contingent that's been here, and people with triple PhDs that have operated, you
right.
know, in Skunk Works and have
right.
seen the ships, and they've testified that it's definitely an ongoing experience here.
That's absolutely right. In fact, I know a few of the aerospace people that have been here. I've invited several of them to come to your upcoming seminar, and I've heard nothing but good things. In fact, I've been out in the field while there have been other aerospace people, and it's really interesting how they all react to it. It's just, you need to come out here and see this.
Yeah.
It's a really, truly wonderful place to experience something I can't explain. And
yep.
I'm going to pass you off here to, sorry, what was your name? Steve, who has another really interesting experience to talk about.
All right. Great.
Hi, James.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, you want me to start talking?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Well, I feel kind of foolish now because my story pales in comparison to everyone else's, but when I was here about a month ago, I saw the light ships and I stayed in your guest house, and I had this dream about this woman that I barely know. I mean, she's not even on my radar, and I think I told you when I was checking out that I felt like my body got hit by a giant air gun. That's when I woke up from that dream. And so anyway, I contacted her the next day, and it turns out she's like your biggest fan. And she's planning on coming to your UFO conference. And so then I hadn't talked to her since then. And then when I was coming back out to Washington State, this time I was going by the Hood River exit where you would exit to come up to your ranch. And she called me right as I got there.
Interesting.
So, so that's basically my story.
Yeah, there's a lot of synchronicities. A lot of people, I've had people come here to the ranch, and it'll be really cloudy and rainy and nothing happening, and they're kind of bummed out, and they get in the car, and they drive home, and halfway home, a ship will buzz them right in front of the car. It's pretty funny.
So did you want to talk to the next person?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for coming on the air.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you.
Hi, James.
Hello. Who are we speaking with?
Ethan.
Ethan, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
So, do you want to talk about some of your experiences while you've been here at the ranch?
Yeah, the first night I got here, I was using your night vision goggles, and I saw something I probably wouldn't be able to see without the night vision goggles. It's moving pretty fast. It went a squiggly line, and it took a right turn all of a sudden, went to the tree line. Yeah, that blew my mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, satellites aren't on the tree line for one thing, and they're not weaving back and forth, and they don't make right turns.
Yeah, it's a really random, weird pattern. And I've never had a paranormal experience before. I've never seen a ghost. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. That was the first one.
Oh, great. Now, did you happen to see that big power-up that came over as well, that came right over the house?
Yeah, I saw that too, yep.
Oh, great.
That was really cool.
Yeah, what'd you think of that one?
Yeah, I wonder why it disappeared at the end.
You know, they're done. They come over the ranch and they just do dazzle duty. They power up to show us they're there, and then they power back down again and take off.
They do that just for us?
Yeah, it's okay. For the people doing the Skywatch. It's kind of a, you know, they're supporting people coming out here and wanting to open up and experience, you know, a grander reality.
Uh-huh. Yeah, remember we had lunch this afternoon, and I showed you the picture of the orbs near your house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you took some amazing photographs, just wall-to-wall orbs around the house. You definitely had to send us some of those pictures. We'll put them up on the website.
Okay, great, yeah. But why do you think they like your house so much?
Well, we do a lot of work here.
Yeah?
We do a lot of spiritual work here, a lot of process-oriented therapy and meditation work, and a lot of healing work. And so they're like on call, you know, they're higher dimensional beings just waiting for us to invoke their energies and allow them to do their thing.
Awesome. Yeah, I asked you about the blue ones. You said they're Pleiadian?
Yeah, they're an extension of consciousness. On the website, you can actually see a huge, brilliant white orb coming out of my chest, and a lot of that's because I have a past history on a soul level with those beings, and you can actually project out of your body as a light sphere or an orb and go check things out, and the more you work on that, the more you do your spiritual practices, you can do the same thing that they're doing, which is they're projecting out of their, you know, consciousness and their ultra-dimensional beings, and they're coming as an orb to check things out, and it's like a spiritual probe, you might say.
Yeah. You think I could take a picture of that tonight?
I'm sure they're going to be out there tonight, especially with all the fun everybody's having out there.
Yeah. Does it matter if there's more people or less people?
All it matters is the group consciousness, and everybody out there are pretty awake, so you should be really good tonight.
Yeah, that meant nothing but good people here anyway. So.
Yeah, I can't wait to get out there myself and get a little of that birthday cake.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much for coming on the air.
Okay. Who should I pass it to? Ian, you want to talk to him?
Hello, James. This is Ian.
Hello, Ian. How are you doing?
Good.
So you want to tell us a little bit about some of the experiences you've had here at the ranch?
Definitely. Well, I'm new to this whole, you know, UFO thing, and my brother has actually, you know, for the past few months been showing me a lot of your DVDs and your books and stuff like that. So when he offered, you know, for me to come up to this ranch with him, I thought, you know, wow, this will be a great experience. And, you know, as soon as I got here, the quiet beauty and the energy, and it's amazing. It's like nothing I've ever experienced before. And you know, at the night, the sky watches that we've been doing. The first one we went out there when we've been, you know, seeing. We sat out there with the night vision goggles and just right off the bat started seeing ships flying overhead. And I'd never experienced anything like that before, so it blew my mind. It was amazing. And then actually just last night when we saw the for my first time, I saw a ship actually, you know, light up. It was flying over the house and it just lit up bright and late, and then about 2 seconds later, it disappeared. But it was amazing.
Okay.
Absolutely amazing.
How'd you feel when you saw that? Do you feel like there was kind of an exchange of energy, or did you feel your energy really pick up when that
shift? I did. It was kind of almost like an adrenaline rush kind of feeling, just a tingly kind of just amazing. I don't even know how to explain it. It's hard to explain. It's like nothing I've ever felt before. Experiencing these things is just beyond explanation. I can't.
It's kind of a real high giddy feeling. You get real giddy when they're around.
Definitely. Yeah. It's amazing. It's one of the best feelings I've ever had. It really is. It's otherworldly. It's amazing.
Yeah, hopefully we can get more and more people out to have these experiences.
Oh, absolutely. I'd recommend anyone that's interested in, you know, even if you don't know much about it or anything, just curious at all, to come out and experience this for, you know, yourself, because it's amazing. It really is.
What would you say if somebody were to ask you, well, I don't believe in it because I haven't seen it on ABC, or I haven't, you know, why isn't the mainstream covering this or whatever?
Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of pressure, you know, for people that, from the media and the TV, you know, everything tells people that this is, oh, this isn't real, and this is, you know, whatever, and they kind of look down on this kind of thing. But I honestly would tell them, you know, that if you should, you know, come out and experience these things for yourself, because it's here, it's all around you, it's, you know, it's undeniable, you can't come here and deny that there's not energies and forces here that you can't experience, you know, every day, you know, it's amazing. So I would tell them, you know, the best thing to do is just come out here and experience it for themselves, because there's nothing that really equals that.
I think Einstein summed it up when he said condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance. And
absolutely, and I agree totally with that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of armchair investigators that are throwing stones from the distance, and and I don't know why or what their agenda is, but it's definitely not to, you know, do some serious investigation and seek out the truth.
No, it's sad because, you know, there's so much here to see and there's so much proof around. It's sad that people won't, you know, take it seriously and really do some serious investigations and research into it, because it's amazing. Like I said, you can't come here and deny that it's here. You just can't.
Yeah, the good news is the UFOs believe in us.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad that I got to come here and experience this, because it's a once in a lifetime thing for me. I can never really explain to anyone that hasn't been here the feelings and the sights that you'll see. So it's been great.
Yeah. Sounds like you got a little wind picking up out there.
Yeah, it's getting a little windy, but
are the skies still clear, or are they clouding up, or?
They're a little cloudy, but they might be clouding up a little bit. But we'll see what happens. If you've been getting really lucky here the past few nights, it's pretty clear and stuff. So hopefully it will continue and we'll get some more sightings.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back out in the field there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, is there anybody else that wants to come on the air? And before you go, thank you so much for coming on.
Definitely. Is there anyone else that wants to speak? Actually, I think everyone here is... I think that's about it for people that are gonna talk, so...
Great.
All right, well, James, thank you so much for having me here and allowing me to experience all these things. I just want to thank you for everything you've shown me and all that stuff. So thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for coming.
All right. Have a good night.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Well, there you have it. You know, you've heard it live from a lot of the guests out there and their experiences. We still have a little time left, looks like, for if anybody wants to call in. We've got some open line time here. We've got, if you want to call 877-876-5227 and talk about some of your visions and some of the experiences you might have had concerning UFOs. We have another number here for the Canadians. I know in South Park they call them the splitheads. So we have an ongoing joke. We have a lot of Canadians coming here, beautiful people, and very down-to-earth people, and I love when they come out. But anyway, it's 888-815-9756, and the direct line is 530-876-3222. Again, that's 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and 530-876-3222. So if anybody else has some amazing experiences and they want to call in, we're on the air and we're waiting. We've got quite a few minutes left here. I believe we've got about maybe 15 minutes left that we can take some open lines and some calls. Until then, I'll just keep rambling on here with some of the things going on. ABC actually has come out here. They did air what was happening here, and they did some amazing coverage of this, very positive. Did a lot of research on it, brought up, you know, the Kenneth Arnold sightings here where they descended on the western slopes of Mount Adams. They brought up the Dr. J. Allen Hynek studies. A lot of the research that's been done here, because there is a long, long history of UFO activity, and we've had tribal police and regular police and rangers, all kinds of people that have seen the ships here come on the docket, you know, and give their testimony. As far as the ranch here, we've had Air Force Base commanders, you know, here on the ranch. We've had most of the alphabet agencies have been here, and a lot of the aerospace industries have come here as well to check out the ships, and they definitely say these are not ours. So although we do have ships out there, and we've been back engineering these ships for quite some time, and we have our own little fleet, you might say, and quite a few different varieties of these ships, the ones that we're seeing here are definitely beyond anything we have, and they've demonstrated that because they can bilocate from one ship to four and three and back to one again, and just phase out and you know, when they see these ships and they see the energy fields around these ships and the brilliant colors and the things going on, they just said that's not definitely not ours. You know, so anyway, that's a done deal. For the people that are trying to say this is all military stuff, hardware flying around here, because it's definitely not. Not to say that there couldn't be, you know, because we've had a lot of strange things happen. We had one event happen here last night that goes in the maybe file, and it was a brilliant golden light that flew over us, and as it went away, it was still brilliant, huge, brilliant golden light, and then it phased out and it changed into a strobe. And what we usually do is that if we see a red and green running light or a strobe, we automatically say, well, that's most likely a plane, you know, or a jet or something of that nature. We discount it right away. But it doesn't mean that it couldn't be a UFO, because now they're seeing a lot of UFOs with strobes on them and different colored lights. So, but anyway, we had quite an amazing one. And you think about it rationally, you know, people don't have these huge planes really don't have backup lights, you know, that are like landing lights. These are when they pass you and they're moving way beyond you and you still see a massive light. And, you know, obviously it's not landing lights. It's something else. So we saw something really interesting fly over the other night, and we don't have any explanation for it. It definitely is unidentified. And if we can come up with a plane or a jet that has their landing lights in the rear, you know, it may fit into that category, you know, but otherwise it wouldn't. Some of these other things we've seen here definitely do not fit in any category other than UFO, but, you know, it's not even UFO. Most of them are identified because we know which ships are whose now, because we've been watching them for so long. We can pretty much see a ship and have a pretty good idea of who's on it, which is the question that we really should be asking. We talked about that in the movie. I want to tell people about the Contact Has Begun is just going gangbusters. It's selling all over the country. It's all over the world, basically. There's people, you know, seem to be buying these things like crazy. And I couldn't even go through the list of countries that are buying it. It's all over Europe. It's all over England. It's a lot of people in the different islands are buying this. South American countries are buying it like crazy. There's a real strong interest in what's going on. And the movie just doesn't cover UFOs. It covers near-death experiences. It covers the future as well. It looks like we have a caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, James.
Good evening.
Enjoying the show. This is Jehala.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, I wasn't going to call in because I figured somebody else would. So when you started talking about this gold emanating from a ship,
yes,
I had to call. Last week, I was having a really bad week.
Uh-huh.
A lot of pressure seems to just be hitting us light workers from 9 different directions at one time.
Yeah, definitely. That's been going on.
You've been noticing that too, huh?
Oh, I'm getting emails like crazy. People are having just getting hammered and knocked down with the energy and getting sick and ill. And it's amazing. I think it's not only energetically, but it has a lot to do with the chemtrails as well.
Yeah, and it's like people around you that we thought were normal, it's like they're losing their mind.
Yeah, they sure are.
I mean, I don't know how any other way to explain it. So, you know, I had just came from my girlfriend's. I went and visited with her that evening. And so I pulled back up in the driveway. You know, I'm in the Smoky Mountains. And so I got out of the van. I looked up at the sky, and I said, okay, just give me a sign that I'm on track here and what I'm doing, because it's pretty rough. And I'm still asking myself, what was I thinking when I came here? So about that same time, I looked over into the west, and I saw these 3 huge lights. And it caught my eye, because I started, you know, looking over the sky, doing, you know, the horizon look. And these 3 huge lights, so I focused my vision on it, and it started emanating this gorgeous gold light. And that would stay, it would just, like, blow up, it looked almost like stardust, but it's the most gorgeous gold. And then I guess you guys, is that what you're calling powering up and powering down?
Yes, they just get enormous.
Yes. I mean, it was like it was lighting up the whole western sky. It left no doubt for me. They were definitely showing me, we're here, Jehala.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they did this for about 10 minutes from me. They would power up in this gorgeous gold light, would stay for maybe 10 seconds, and then 10, 15 seconds would pass, and then they'd do it again. So they definitely let me know that they were here and they're watching over me.
How'd you feel after the experience? Were you lifted?
In total awe.
Yeah.
In total awe. And you know what I said when I walked in the house? I looked up at them and I said, thank you. I needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call them God's cheerleaders, you know.
Absolutely.
Just I do that too up here. There's times I just get kind of, what am I doing here, you know?
Yeah.
And, seems like you're getting hit from every end, and social consciousness doesn't want to have anything to do with you, and there's a lot of people that really like to see you just go away, and it gets to you after a while, and I'll walk outside, and I'll go, you know, what is this all about? You know, next thing you know, one of these things powers up right in front of me, and I feel an exchange of energy, and I said, that's what it's all about, you know?
Mm-hmm. It was so energizing for me, because, like I said, it's been pretty rough. And I guess this week it can be expected, as the Mayans say, this is, what, the fifth night of the long night or something?
Oh, yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, and so everybody's going to have their own personal Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we look at it on a big world scale of Armageddon, but it's actually, as the Mayans, from what I understand, they say this is something that each individual that's here at this time in this transformation of Mother Gaia and the universe in you know, the 26,000-year alignment with Milky Way. But we're all going to experience a form of Armageddon. And I'm telling you, James, if, like you said, you talk to people, and it's like everybody's in a crisis mode right now in some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Health or jobs, finances, relationships, I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
And so I guess this is the Mayans, I tell you. I don't know how they managed it, but they're right on time with that calendar count.
Yeah, there's definitely a, it seems like everybody's doing their own dark night of the soul and going through.
Yes, they are.
Would you have any suggestions for people that are going through this process?
Just to hold faithful to being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And not to look without, but to look within. Because
maybe
there are no solutions outside of self.
Yeah, a little loving detachment, you know, as you go through this process really helps.
Well, just stay real close in touch with the Creator.
Yeah.
And we'll get through it.
I think also, too, we really have to get out of that projection blame mode, because that's coming up so strong right now, and we need to pull back and go, well, wait a minute.
I know.
This is my experience. These are my emotions. These are my feelings.
Yeah.
And own them and stop projecting and dumping them on everybody else around you.
That's a big problem with a lot of people, is that we want to place blame away from self. Because that's much easier to do that than it is to actually look at oneself in the mirror and say, well, I'm the creator of what I'm living, so how can I sit and say somebody else did this?
Mm-hmm.
All those things that are going on in our life is all what we attracted to us. Even though I know that sounds wild sometimes when we're going through some really rough things, but obviously our higher conscience felt we needed the experience.
Yeah, some people, you take that victim pattern away, and boy, they're going to bite your hand. They want that, you know.
Absolutely.
That gives them, makes them feel alive, you know.
They like being the victim.
Well, you know, you can get both emotional and financial support and whatever else support by playing that role until you realize it's just a really disempowering role. And then when you get no more support from it, you know, and people just say, look, you know, stand on your own 2 feet, I can't carry anymore, that's when people start evolving.
Exactly. Well, I think that we're all going to learn some interesting lessons in the next few years.
Yeah, it seems like, not to get into the negative, but things are just getting so dark right now, especially in the political arena and the business arena and things like that, that you can't miss it anymore. Before it was gray, and now it's just black and in your face. And
I know.
The next step is how long are people going to put up with this, because they're paying for it. You know, they're paying for all of it. And And I think we're very close to a full-blown revolution where people are just going to say, you know, I have the right to live a thoroughly loving, joyous, harmonious life in peace and freedom and abundance, and that's my God-given destiny, and I'm just not going to sit back and play this other game anymore.
Yeah, and I think I'll agree with you. I think we're close.
Yeah, definitely. I see all these things not as a bad thing. You know, even the economy falling and the foreclosures and all these other things are just a big wake-up call.
Well, at some point here, it's kind of like building up to that big crescendo.
Yeah.
And I think that this music score is the maestro's about to tap the stand.
Yeah. Definitely. And it's going to be an interesting song coming out here when, you know, throughout
yes,
the universe.
Yes, it is.
Denver.
And, you know, this election, everybody can follow it. And you know, but my advice would be just me. But just observe it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get too wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
Because presidents are not elected. They are selected.
Oh, definitely.
And so just watch the game and play. And then you'll get a better understanding of what's going on. And then when it's all over, then sit back and say, am I going to take this anymore?
Yep.
And then you do. I mean, whoever's listening, you do what you feel you got to do.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's definitely some outrageous times we're moving into.
Well, they can be very scary, too, James.
Yeah.
You know, the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Because we're creatures of habit, you know. I know that we don't like to be compared to animals, but truthfully, we are a lot like the animals. In fact, we could learn a lot from the dogs.
Yeah.
They give unconditional love. Humans got to go a long way to go in that department.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Yeah. I always say you really want to find a master teacher, you know, go out and get a dog.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And try to copy its behavior and see how well you do.
Probably most of the two-leggeds walking around, I don't think would do too well.
No.
Because, you know, I'm really into the dog world, and I watch them, and I watch the humans, and I go, that's why I hang out with four-leggeds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't really argue with you, and they have
that
unconditional love, and most of them are just in that pure service mode,
if you're angry and you tell them leave you alone, they'll go sit down for a little while, but then they always come back to check on you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't get offended.
No. Yeah.
If they do, they come back.
Yeah.
They're still ready for you to love on them.
That's kind of where the masters are. They just go as you wish, and they said, when you say no more, I'm no more, and they're gone. And then when we get tapped back in again, say, okay, I'm ready to go to the next level, then they show up again.
Yeah.
You know, very much like that.
I think that when we jump off into the 3D down here, I think we get too caught up, and we take it too serious.
Yeah.
I think
Mukhtananda
really
said that. He said, life is a joke, treat it as such. You know.
Yeah, exactly. But we all get real serious in this 3D world because everything seems so real, and it really isn't. It's a matrix, and we're holograms.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it's the difference in the light is how you see a different person because each person has a different vibration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we're running out of time here. I can't thank you enough for calling in.
All right, dear.
And definitely call in again.
I will.
It was great talking with you.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you very
much. Bye-bye.
All right, we've got to wrap it up. We're out of time here. I can't thank you all enough for listening. Go out and start watching the skies. There's a lot of activity out there right now, and they're here to help. So be sure and send them a nice, you know, focus on love and joy and bliss and send that to them and send a little gratitude their way. And who knows, maybe we can turn this planet around, which is exactly what my purpose is and a lot of others listening to this show. So again, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening and watch the skies.